Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all saw the blog thing was
Yo, beer white thing, first and foremost. Beer gal.
Then yo, the man had an after party? Lit.
Seven cars deep, full of women.
It wasn't a thing.
Why did he even tell man if something was a thing or not?
First and foremost, like, yo, know your place, man.
Yeah.
Like, yo,
yeah.
Yo, the bloke thing was ton of,
dude.
All I know.
What's coming? What's that?
What up?
Yes, sir.
How she coming? Yo, watch
my kick.
The one that you got for free?
Whatever, yo.
Hold on.
Who's
that?
Damn.
Damn.
Stone? Amazon. What
are
you talking about?
I'm going to
get
him, too.
Get what?
Ah, no!
Yo, this guy swears.
He swears.
Watch
him get that.
Yo, down.
What?
I can look up any time, please.
What do you want?
Nah. Got that.
Just put your number on my phone.
If you decide to text me, then you decide to text me.
Oh, my God. Are you serious? Here.
You have a good day.
Keeping it honest, you were one of your niggas, but wasn't whipping it for it. So I came back top down.
You gon' have to do more than just. You gon' have to do less for you. Tell mommy you know I always wanted to. You gon' have to do more than just. You gon' have to do less for you. Tell mommy you know I. You gon' need to do more than just. I got dough. Ever since you hopped in, shut my phone, slam my door. You know I know that you been on it, but I've been on it, on the low. Let a young nigga get down on it. Yeah, love when you spin round on it. Yeah, even though a young nigga want you. Shawty, I promise the truth, and when I come down on it, yeah, you love when I'm down on it. Yeah, fuck around, spend time on it. Yeah. You gon' have to do more than just. You gon' have to do less for you. Tell mommy you know I always wanted to. You gon' have to do more than just. You gon' have to do less for you. Tell mommy you know I. You gon' need to do more than just. You know.
You gon' have to do more than just. You gon' have to do less for you. Tell mommy you know I always wanted to. You gon' have to do more than just. You gon' have to do less for you. Tell mommy you know I. You gon' need to do more than just. You.
Baby, do it, baby.
so the bloke ting was
yo, beer white ting, first and foremost. Beer gal. Then, yo, the man had an after party. Lit.
Seven cars deep, full of women.
It wasn't a ting.
Where did even tell man if something was a ting or not? First and foremost, like, yo, know your place, man.
Yeah.
Like, yo, know your place, man. Yo, the bloke ting was ton of,
see?
Yeah, all I know.
What's happening? What's that?
Yes,
hey,
how she's coming. Yo, watch my kick.
The one that you got for free?
Whatever, yo.
Just put your number in my phone.
If you decide to text me, then you decide to text me.
Oh my god, are you serious? Here.
You have a good day.
You gon' have to do more than just. You gon' have to do less for you.
Let's go see, that's my shit. I gotta hear it again.
You gon' have to do more than just. You gon' have to do less for you. Tell mommy you know I. You gon' need to do more than just. You know. I got dough. Ever since you hopped in, set my phone, slam my door. You know I know that you been on it, but I've been on it, on the low. Let a young nigga get down on it. Yeah, love when you spin round on it. Yeah, even though a young nigga want you. Shawty, I promise the truth, and when I come down on it, yeah, you love when I'm down on it. Yeah, fuck around, spend time on it. Yeah.
You gon' have to do more than just.
You gon' have to do less for you. Tell mommy you know I always wanted to. You gon' have to do more than just. You gon' have to do less for you. Tell mommy you know I. You gon' need to do more than just. You know.
You gon' have to do more than just.
You gon' have to do less for you. Tell mommy you know I always wanted to. You gon' have to do more than just. You gon' have to do less for you. Tell mommy you know I. You gon' need to do more than just. You know.
Baby, do it, baby. Yeah. Look, 2006. These niggas hated, but I told them I would make it from the bottom. Look, you made this shit possible, baby. I'm back on the shit. My baby looked at me like, damn it, I hate when you back on the shit. So started like this. I got a stack of this. Flip. I'ma take y'all way back, way, way back. For the old school, before the Maybach. And when we came back, I put a Maple Leafs on the J's hat. I was on court chillin' with my niggas on the corner fucking with the fella. Wishing for the hottest Civic Pace, smoking out of staircases at a cellar. Dog, I just want a new job. Want my old girl to get a boo job. Want my new girl to get a new job. Yelling Tupac, Tupac, Tupac. Two Glocks strapped down upon my waist. Any nigga trip around my way, mini max that four, and it's in the back of the mini black dip four back back, nigga matter of fact. Rolling blunts with my nigga raps. All we do is go, all we do is go, all we do is go. No, no, ain't shit can stop. I remember life, living check to check to check to check. Fuck a hoes, net the 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 net. Wait, I don't be stressing these hoes. I didn't around with that thing. You shit on me. I don't be stressing these souls. I just pour liquor for niggas that say I do not fuck with you, no. You shit it on me and I can't wait to blow. Niggas hating on me like I ain't paid for it, I ain't slave for it. Wasn't working night and night and day for it. Had to wait for it, had to spend a couple extra days for it. Bitch, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know. Couple bitches that go hand in hand, I'm talking ho and ho and ho and ho. Wait, ho and ho and ho and ho and ho. I heard so and so is in your new car. Two friends for my two dogs. See, I love a bitch, I got a few flaws. Show my old bitches to my new bros. I got old bitches, I got new hoes. New flows, cars close, belly whips, Ferrari goes, I'm Ari Gold, and authorized some fucking hoes, it's on your squad. Fargo, call me Argentina. Hate to be the reason why your dream bitches never get to see you. Never, ever, 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 me forever, ever, 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 ever. Hell yeah, niggas jealous of us getting hella, 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 hella cheddar. Got an elevator in my hella yellow. Women love me like I'm on the Ellen show. Hella bars for my fella flow. Niggas hella hard of hearing, blind to them. Gotta hit them with the hella Keller flow. I fucked a lot of bitches. Lord forgive me, Father God, know I did a lot of sinning. Now I'm watching every one of my decisions. Cause I know the fact that even though I'm living, nigga, living under all of God conditions. So in my position, got a mob on the competition. Got a squab on the opposition. All them all got me fucking every damn bitch in there like dog, dog. I got all the bitches. Stop tracking all you weak hoes. Stack money, money till it's all addition. Wait, I don't be stressing these souls. I just pour liquor for niggas that say I do not fuck with you, no. You shit it on me and I can't wait to blow on you. I can't wait to blow on you. I can't wait to blow. I can't wait to blow on you. I can't wait to blow on you. I can't wait to blow.
Tell you, Tory. Free Tory Lanez. You are ready. This is Duchess, a.k.a. Mrs. Misunderstood in the building, doing what it is I do. Welcome to my world of great. I hope you had a very blessed, happy Tuesday. And if you didn't and you still tuned in, I appreciate it. I hope I can make your end of the night a little better. Tonight is behind the wall segment, in which case we speak on things that happen behind that unfortunate wall. And for those who don't understand what I mean, talking about lockdown, the bang, the zittle, whatever you want to call it. And, you know, it's crazy because I saw today that one of the amazing rappers. I mean, he's amazing to me. I loved his music. I still love his music. But a young, amazing rapper got sentenced today, and I wanted to, you know, speak on some of the rappers that are actually behind that wall. This is Independent Station, and, you know, we speak on a lot of independent things. On Saturday, we do celebrity news. So I feel that it's my responsibility to keep my viewers, my listeners, updated with what's going on in that scene. And so Tory Lanez definitely is in my heart. I'm with you, Tory Lanez. Free Tory. I don't know if the story's true or not, but I came across something today that is saying that Megan did not tell the truth. Now, that's been going back and forth for a little minute, and, you know, I kind of been watching it, you know, before I came back, and while, you know, I'm going to speak on everything that I've seen while I was gone. I've been gone for a minute, so I must get to it. Don't worry. That's going to have an opinion. But this particular thing, you know, because I felt like Tory Lanez was having such an amazing career. Everything was going so beautiful, and, you know, it just went down. And let him tell it, he's not guilty. Let him tell it, he's not a gun guy. He doesn't, you know, he don't have weapons, and he doesn't do things of that nature. Let her tell it. First, it was glass in her foot, and then it was bullet fragments. I don't know, mate. I don't know. I don't know who to believe. I don't know what to believe. But what I did was, I'm going to let you guys decide. I got some clips from a couple of different influencers, and shout out to all the influencers I got this information from. I will put, when I repost the show, I will put my shout outs to them and at their pages, so you can go there and get the information in detail if you prefer. But they did such an amazing job. I didn't think I could do any better than what was already done. So I figured, why not let you guys hear what I found out? And so we're going to go into another song. And then when we come back, we're going to go into the first clip of, I mean, it's WAC 100 and his thoughts on what's about to happen with the Tory Lanez case. But we'll be right back. Yeah, I'm going to make you wait. We're going to play some more Tory Lanez. You know, Free Tory, like I said. I think you're an amazing artist, Tory. Anybody who's listening that could pass that message. And I don't think what happened to you was fair. So we'll be back.
My girl might leave me if she is about this. LA Confidential. LA Confidential. She never has to hear about this LA Confidential. Cause you know I got somebody, so I can't fuck with just anybody. But sometimes I get lonely, I get lonely. So let me keep it real with you, real with you. Can't keep it real with me, real with me. When I get
as you notice. what's up. I hope you know this what's up. I got somebody. I can't fuck with just anybody. Sometimes I get lonely. I get lonely. So let me keep it real with you, real with you. Can you keep it real with me?
Shawty, you know that a nigga won't lie. Came into my house, I had to bust it like a whole pie. I know she the bomb, she hit bong like a smoke.
She passed me that white, I say I don't do no coke.
Fuck up all my trap off, that's no lie. Kick you off my trap off, that's no lie. Hop inside that foreign whip on ocean, it's a whole drop. I would say you ballin', but I see you in that old fire. I put a couple bands from the stash, she get more fire. Hard to see these other niggas in here, they in low fire. Study on the mind, and I won't lie. Don't come to my crib if you ain't fucking shorty, that's that shit I don't like. Open up my IG, bitches telling more lies. See them out in real life, niggas don't get no. Why? Pop a couple bitches, uno, dos, and four, nah. Fuck up off of my dick, no bitch on my whole job.
Oh my gosh, I just came with bunch of girls on me, it look like I just came with. Oh my gosh, whips foreign, so die to my spot. All I want is you, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry, this is what I'm talking about. Free my nigga, please. Please let him go. Like, stop playing with me. Please. Free this man. He has no business behind bars.
Shawty, you know that a nigga won't lie. Came into my house, I had to bust it like a whole pie. I know she the bomb, she hit bong like a smoke guy. She passed me that white, I say I don't do no coke. Fuck up all my trap off, that's no lie. Kick you off my trap off, that's no lie. Hop inside that foreign with on ocean, it's a whole drop. I would say you ballin', but I see you in that old fire. I put a couple bands from the stash, she get more fire. Hard to see these other niggas in here, they in low fire. Study on the mind, and I won't lie. Don't come to my crib if you ain't fucking shorty, that's that shit I don't like. Open up my IG, bitches telling more lies. Eat them out in real life, niggas don't get no why. Pop a couple bestos, uno, dos, and four, nah. Fuck up off of my dick, no bitch on my whole job.
Oh my gosh, I just came with bunch of girls on me, it look like I just came. Oh my gosh, whips foreign, so die to my spot. All I want is you, yeah, yeah, yeah. You, yeah, yeah, yeah. You, yeah, yeah, yeah. You, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bring your friend around, yeah. Let's play ring around a rose. Bring your friend around, yeah. Let's play ring around a rose.
it, I'm the hottest nigga out my city. I stunt, don't front, don't give a fuck about what your bitch say. You see us sunny, yeah, we poppin', bitch, we been paid. You know I ain't showing up unless I'm getting paid. Bitch, get the fuck out my motherfuckin' tripod. There's some reasons why I had to kick your ass out. You not perfect, soon I let you bout to pass out. It's the worst time for that shit, I'm about to cash out. Oh my gosh, I just can't. Bunch of girls on me, it look like I just came. Oh my gosh, we're just foreign. So you died to my spot. All I want is you.
You can't get no clearer than that. Welcome back. You already, it's the Duchess, a.k.a. Mrs. Misunderstood. You're in the building. Greenleaf Network Live. Greenleaf everything. The number is 515-605-9329. If you want to join in, it's okay. If you just want to listen, I see everybody tuned in. I got to say this. That song is not new. You heard what he said? He said, bring your friends around, yeah. Let's play Ring Around a Rose. He already said, girl. So if you don't know the story that's been out, they say that after they went, they were all hanging out, and then they left from hanging out, and they went to another person's house. And when they went to the other person's house, that Tory was snugged up to the other person. But he ain't want to play Ring Around a Rose. He's trying to pop her. Like, I already popped you, right? You, I got home, I popped you already. It ain't like that. I ain't blaming you, I'm saying what they say. So then I get information from a, and then I'm gonna play Tory Lanez in his own words, because I have it in his own words. But I got this little clip where she's actually like saying little smart shit to him from jail. I mean, not, well, from jail. Well, she's saying a little smart shit to him. You know it's going to get back there. Where is it at? All right, listen to this little clip. And then when you listen to the clip, and shout out to the influencer who I got this from. I'm going, like I said, I'm going to add everybody who I got information from into the bottom of the playback link. But her song that I played the other night, his, I didn't even know that the little jab she made about court. Oh, you was talking about Tory Lanez? All right, I'm going to let y'all hear the jab, and then I'm going to play the song right after so you can hear and tell me what you think.
Now, Megan Thee Stallion also said a line that rubbed the fans the wrong way. She said she ain't never scared of the D. She handled it in the courtroom, something like that. Now, a lot of fans took that to say, like, come on, Megan Thee Stallion, you're taunting a man for sending him to jail when they don't really believe that Tory Lanez is the one shot him. People actually believe still to this day that her best friend Kelsey is the one who did it, and she's just covering up for Kelsey, and she blaming Tory Lanez.
I just want to kick this shit off by saying, fuck y'all. I ain't got to clear my name on a motherfucking thing. Every time I get mentioned, one of y'all bitch-ass niggas get 24 hours of attention. I'm finna get this shit off my chest and lay it to rest. Let's go.
And if the beat
I feel like Mariah Carey. Got these niggas so obsessed. My pussy so famous, might get managed by Chris Jenner next. He can't move on, can't let it go. He hook nose full of that Tina Snow. And since niggas need making help to make money, bitch, come be my hoe. All of you bitches is wig on a rival. Talking shit for a nor can find you. I can never be judged by a bitch that was dancing, making R. Kelly go viral. Hey, I'm sexy as fuck and I'm freaky. Get whoever I want any meanie. Why the fuck would I stay with a nigga that's weak and she's and don't know how to please me?
Bodies on bodies on bodies on bodies. Say he fuck making it, now he the topic. These niggas thinking they lower the value. All this free promo, I'm turning the profit. Hey, when a nigga be kicking the tellin', say he a player, but he in his feelings. Bet I won't give up the pussy again.
Shit, shit,
these hoes don't be mad at Megan. These hoes mad at Megan's law. I don't really know what the problem is, but I guarantee y'all don't want me starting. Bitch, you a pussy, never finna check me. Every chance you get, bitch, your weak ass wanna dress me. Bitches where they keep, but the G must stand for goofy. When the fuck get all against the niggas turn to groupies. Everybody wanna kick it when you ain't a threat. These niggas don't like me cause they know I'm on their neck.
Y'all goofy assholes look so dumb every time y'all celebrate fake news. Using my name for likes and views. I don't give a fuck what y'all make trend. Bitch, I still win.
Nigga, ain't you good, I ain't scared of dick. Any man go against me, I handle shit. I'm a chef on down in the courtroom. They be throwing that dirt on shit stick. I don't leave little rap niggas so fraud. Stand next to me, they hardest bars. These niggas hate on BBS. Be walk around with the same scars. Real curvy, no edges. Niggas fight to get in my section. Don't speak on my fight count. If the dick ain't worth coming back for seconds. Cosplay, gangster, fake ass accent. Pump it in another nigga hood like a bad pig. I'm a big dog bitch, can't live sensibly. Hoes get views when they tryna diss me. Make one move, got them in the tizzy. Killing shit, that's why they tryna rip me. Still going home with the odds against me. These niggas don't have fans, they box. These bitches don't have ass, they shots. And they still tuned in if they fans or not. Allegations from the opposition. Bitch niggas just eating it up. These girls get paid to lie. Y'all talk shit and be broke as fuck. Bottom line is I'm still rich. You making bad and I'm still good. Bringing up who might have fucked and the bottom line is they still would. I just wanna fuck my nigga in peace, but all my old niggas still love me. Niggas ain't hit this pussy in years. Damn, I knew my shit was heat. None of you niggas was like material. None of you niggas was worth all the drama. None of you niggas was hitting it raw and mad. I'm not one of your baby mama.
Always got my ass out. Always let my titty show. When I'm in the gym, I think about bitches that I'm shitting on. I'm way too fucking cocky to take him back if he been cheating. I can't let none of you raggedy bitches think that y'all my equal. Ever since I claimed the summer, all you bitches want a season. Ask a hoe why she don't like me, bet she can't give you a reason. You know motherfucking well these bitches wanna sound like Tina. Don't you ever grab a mic and think that me and you competing.
Ayy, that bitch in the balls ain't bending. Hoes so told names start trending. Why every time one of y'all see this hoes to an interview, I get missing. I don't give a fuck who think what. You niggas are type for nothing. On the internet typing that shit to me.
Write him a letter or something.
Say bitch ass nigga, don't type me nothing else. Don't write me nothing else. Download JPay since y'all niggas got so much to say. Or schedule a conjugal visit or something. Dick riding ass nigga.
Rock 100 says that Megan Thee Stallion's career is over when the video the DA tried to suppress from the Tory Lanez incident comes out.
Yes.
What is the video of? Is it of the sh-
from the time the argument started to the car driving off to the time it stopped to everybody getting out, what everybody was doing, who did what, when it happened, how it happened.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, because at that point, if it happened any other way, that means you lied on this man and took this man's life.
There it goes.
So y'all think she lied?
I don't know. See, what Tory was doing is what most streets today don't do.
He was
wasn't
going
to tell on anybody.
Yeah, yeah.
I just said he wasn't going to tell on anybody.
Yeah.
Now, somebody has immunity in there. The mother-
if they got immunity, ain't nothing for me to say.
Said the firearm belongs to them. It's always in their bag. Right?
Mm.
Tory say it for itself now. And then we're going to go to Casanova because Casanova just got sentenced. But we're going to let Tory speak for herself. This is Greenleaf Network Live. That is a.k.a. Mrs. Misunderstood. The number is 515-605-9329. I see everybody tuned in. Thank you so much for being here. We're going to let Tory speak for herself. And this is what Tory had to say before he got arrested.
The head and a woman's neck. I still need to be guided by a woman. So regardless, it's like I don't feel like before y'all know the story, like learn the story first, learn the factual parts of the story first, and then come at me and be like, yo, you need to fix this and fix that if that's what you feel like I did. But instead I'm being torn down for a narrative that's like, now I'm the poster boy for I don't like black women. But anyways, let's get into this. I want to get into this because it's very important for me to just say this. I'm not here to bash this woman. I'm not here to come down on this woman. I'm not here to disrespect her or throw her under the bus. But it comes to a certain standpoint where I just can't let my character be assassinated for things that are not even really true, like, and for falsified narratives and information. Let's start this off. When the original report came out, and it was a TMZ report about this, that, and the third, and there was gunshots, and Kylie Jenner's house, and Tory Lanez goes to jail. They gave y'all all the facts of the juice of Tory Lanez going to jail, and this, that, and the third, and Megan getting arrested, and da-da-da-da. 2 days after that, I get a call from Roc Nation that says, yo, we heard you're going to make a statement about what happened, and it'd be in your best interest if you don't make that statement. So I'm like, oh, okay, I don't understand what the issue of me telling my fans, like, yo, look, it's not that serious of a deal. I went to jail for whatever. It's like, I didn't get for that 2 days why that was an issue. 2 days later, TMZ report come out. TMZ reports, and they have the surveillance now. Now they see the video of the arrest. You see Megan, you see me, and you see it's all sprawled out on the ground in bathing suits and blah, blah, blah. And everything I'm saying is public record. You can go back and look at this shit. You can go back and see it. Like, you feel me? So they say, oh, okay, you know, you see her out of the car. She's getting out of the car. She's hopping. It looks bad, bro. And I'm not going to lie. Like, I felt bad watching it because it made her look bad. And it didn't make her look good. It didn't make any of us look good. And I didn't want that for her. I don't see that for anybody. So all of a sudden, when we get arrested, or when it looks like we all got arrested, the memes start. Now I want to really bring you guys in for a second so you can understand something. And I really just want you to take this in. Like, she is a person I spent enough time with her to observe and understand something about her, where it's like, she's going through a lot. She goes through a lot. She deals with a lot on her day-to-day basis. And because of that, she's not used to, you know, and not even just because of that, but just because of the fact that she's been praised so much, we've always looked at her as like, yo, that's hip-hop sweetheart. Like, she's nice, she's talented, whatever the case is, cool. And because of that, like, we've never seen a moment where the memes have come at her, where the memes are like, yo, nigga, let's laugh at your pain. Ah, ha, 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 ha. She's never had to deal with that because she's always been praised. So everything that's been happening has been a reaction off of what's been going on. So it gets down to this point now where it's like, now the reports are starting to say, okay, well, everyone's pointing to different things. No one really knows what's happened, but nobody has ever said she got shot. Nobody has ever said she got shot. Not TMZ, not the police report at this point. Nothing is saying that she got shot. Soon as she sees herself on video with the bikini and the things like that, and it looks bad, she then comes out and says, yo, the narrative of me getting cut by glass, it's just not true. She doesn't point at nobody or anybody or say anything or anything like that. She just says the narrative that whatever came out of me being cut by glass is not true. I was shot in my feet with the intention to harm me and put harm and danger upon me, right? So, okay, cool. Like, all of a sudden, the affiliates of her circle start pointing, like, little subliminal fingers, like, count your days, and, like, I won't be around when he's shooting at feet, and, like, little funny things that they start doing. And I'm kind of like, damn, hold on, where are y'all about to take this? Because y'all told me not to make a statement, so I'm trying to figure out where y'all taking me to. I don't get it. So then at this point, she goes live because people are not really understanding the story or whatever case is. She waits. She doesn't go on, you know, a time when it's just a regular time. For y'all who don't understand, it was one of those things where me and her knew what was going on, but y'all didn't know what was going on. She went live on my birthday. And then she says, yo, you know, and the thing about the whole jewelry thing is like, she knew that it wasn't a situation where, like, she knew she had to do certain sympathetic things, I guess, to push the narrative, and I don't know who told her to do certain things like that, and I'm not the one who's trying to, like, ever point the finger at anybody, but when it really comes down to it, it's like, you went on live on your birthday, and then you said, on my birthday, and then you said, I got shot in my foot, and it didn't hit no bones or tendons. So everybody's looking at this, and again, the internet is a sick place. This is a place where people don't give a fuck about you. They do what they do. They antagonize, and they do what they do. You go in, and you see you get shot in your foot, no bones or tendons. The internet goes into an uprage because some people are like, hold on. How you not get shot? How you get shot in your foot and it don't hit no bones or tendons? Like, whoever is watching this, like, if you need to go on Google and look at a foot anatomy of bones and skeletons and tendons, you realize there's like 30 bones in your feet and like 100 tendons, some crazy number like that, right? So she now gets to this place where the people are like, hold on, and again, the internet is sick. The internet starts coming at her and saying, yo, show your feet, because we're seeing you at DJ Khaled's house and you're on your tippy toes, and then we're seeing that you're, you know, that you're here and there, and they're antagonizing her. They're brutally coming for her and not giving her, I guess, what it is that she needed. But it gets to this point where now she posts a picture of a foot. And she posts this picture of her foot. There's no exit wound. There's a lot of inconsistencies in the story. And she says under the post, you see, I got shot in the back of my foot because when I was walking away from the car, she says, she puts this in capital letters. She says, I was walking away from the car and I got shot in the back of my foot. She doesn't ever show the other foot that she claims she got shot in. And I'm not trying to, again, I hate that this is coming off like I'm trying to come for her and whatever cases, but this is what I'm having to endure and watch when I'm knowing certain facts. So it gets to, you know, it gets to this place where I'm just like, bro, like, this is not me, and I don't deserve this. Like, I don't deserve to have to go through this. Like, I never have been somebody who's had domestic cases. I've never hit no woman. I've never had abusive cases with no woman. You can't pull those type of facts up on me. I don't have those. So it's like, I just didn't understand why I'm going through this. So now I get to this point where she posts this picture of her foot and everyone's seeing certain things and everyone's, you know, saying certain things about her foot, and some people think it's real, some people don't think it's real, and it gets to this place where some people are just not believing it. So she posts the picture, there's no bullet tray. Where are they taking out the bullets for the pan? Like, if this is what's going on, like, where are they taking out the bullets for the pan? I don't understand. Like, where's the surgical? You're not in the surgical room. And anybody who knows, I mean, this is like, it clearly had to be the first day that you've taken this picture. So if this is the first day that you've taken this picture, it's like, where's all the evidence? Why are you not in the surgical room? First of all, you're not even allowed to take pictures in a surgical procedure. That is against the law. It doesn't matter if you're famous or not. So it gets to this point now where it's like, you know, she says, I was shot from behind. And, you know, blah, 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 this, that, and the third, and I was walking away. And she put that, and then she deletes the post after. But that contradicts with the first post, because you said somebody came out to hit you with malicious harm and danger, to put you in harm and all this danger and all this stuff. How can you identify who's shooting at you if you're facing the other way? How can you even identify criminal or malicious intent if you're not seeing what's going on behind you? It doesn't even make sense. And so it's like, I'm looking at this and I'm just like, yo, this is not right. Like, and I do see when people are getting at her, and there's times when I'm like, damn, like, do I help her or do I speak up and say, yo, don't talk about her, whatever the case is. But if I do that, then it's like I'm coming off like I'm guilty. And then if I say something about having remorse, like I would like to, or saying something about certain things, it's like I come off like I'm guilty of something that I didn't do. So I had to be quiet on certain places. Now, I need y'all to really take this in and understand like how this works at this point. When all this starts happening, LA Times, okay, this is put in public information. LA Times puts out an article, and in the article they say, you know, this is the initial report. Two sources close to the investigation said that she got cut by glass, and she said that she got cut by glass. So then it's like, people see that, okay, hold on, they're saying on the initial police report with Officer Santiago, whatever his name is, you can go look this up, this is on LA Times. That's when it gets to this point where it says, okay, yo, they reported no gunfire wound in her foot. They just reported a woman with a foot injury. So you gotta understand, like, this is what's in their initial police report. Fuck all the Instagram, fuck the other shit, this is just what's in the police report. So you gotta understand, like, I'm getting to a point where I'm like, wow, I'm looking at this and I'm like, wow, like, at the end of the day, like, maybe some people might see this, maybe some people might not. It gets to academics, it gets to Hollywood Unlocked, it gets to certain places, right? And she comes out with this tweet that says, keep talking and I'm going to stop sparing you. It's like, my love, I have not been on the internet for 3 months. I have not been on the internet for 3 months. And then 30 minutes later, she just goes on live. And it's like me telling you, yo, keep talking, my nigga, and I'm going to slap you. And then I just slap you. It's like, you didn't do anything for me to slap you. I just slapped you. So it's like, who was talking to? Who are you saying to keep talking to? I don't understand. Whatever. It gets past this point. It gets past this point. And it gets to a place where now she says, I'm going to stop sparing you, whatever the case. She gets on live. Now, because it got on academics that there was no gunfire wound on the initial report, everyone starts going to her page. Again, she starts reacting to certain things. Now, I'm going to say one thing. I'm not getting mad at her or whatever it is, because I understand that she is dealing with a lot. Like, when it comes down to, you got to understand, she lost both of her parents, and I do sympathize with that. I lost my mother, and when I lost my mother, I realized one thing. When you lose a parent, you could be highly susceptible to people around you that are giving you parental guidance or things that feel like parental guidance, to believing that it is parental guidance, and you go with it. That's happened to me. I've been at that place where I've listened to a lot of people that led me down the wrong road because it felt like parental guidance that I should have been getting from my mother or my father that at that time wasn't around, or whatever the case is. So now it gets to this point now, whatever the case is, boom, she comes out and she goes, listen, you guys and, you know, all this extra shit, this nigga keep talking about me. And I'm over here watching this like, yo, what did I say? I didn't say nothing. I said nothing to you. I didn't say nothing. This nigga keep talking about me, bro. And so you know what? Now we just going to do it. This nigga, Tori, shot me, bro. This nigga shot me. He shot me. She gets into it. This nigga shot me. She starts breaking down the story. And I want y'all to pay close attention to how she breaks down the story. Okay? Really pay close attention. She breaks down the story and she says, yo, I'm arguing with this nigga. I'm tired of arguing with this nigga. We get into a heated argument. I'm tired of arguing with this nigga. I get out the car. This nigga get out the car and he starts shooting me. For no reason, he starts shooting me. So boom, then the cops pull us over and da da da. Hold on, let's take the first facts back to what she just said. So you mean to tell me that you're in a car with a person and this person is arguing with you? This person has gotten you to a place of like, yo, I don't even want to be around you. Like, I'm above this. I'm out of here. You get out of the car because the heated argument is so heated. And then this person gets out and shoots you in both of your feet. And you jump back in the car? Why would you jump back in the car with a dangerous man who just did a dangerous crime to you, who did this criminal intent to you, and all this? Why? Why would you jump back in the car? Well, yo, then the police pull us over, and I see, you know what I'm saying, we're all black in the car, there's a gun in the car, so I don't even want to be, like, you know what I'm saying, I don't want nobody to get in more trouble, and I'm trying to protect this man. I'm trying to protect this man because at the end of the day, it's niggas getting shot out here. She then throws the black card at me. I'm trying to protect this black man. My love, nobody ever reported that you got shot but you. So how were you trying to protect me? At what point were you trying to protect me? At what point? Like, you know I got a child. You know that these type of situations, even an accusation, is something that I can't even be playing with. I don't even play with my life like that. So why would that, like, that to me just doesn't make sense. Okay, cool. Yo, I lied to the cops. I lied to the doctors. Let me tell you why they're saying there's glass in my feet, though. Because I lied to the cops. I lied to the doctors. I lied to this, that, and the third. Ladies and gentlemen, I need us to really understand what she's saying here. You mean to tell me that these medical doctors that are in an ambulance that work on-site injuries 24/7 for all day, that have to know every type of on-site injury, the specifications on the type of on-site injuries, so they can treat it right? You mean to tell me you lied to these people and they just treated you for glass and you had a bullet in you? If that's what you're saying, okay, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. Let's just say they were dumb. You mean to tell me that the cops who were called for a gunshot in a Suburban or whatever the car was, found that same Suburban and found a gun in it, see you leaking, and didn't check you for bullet wounds? I'll give you the benefit of doubt and say they were dumb. You then further said, yo, I'm at cotton mouth like a motherfucker smoking on this. You then say, oh, well, I was trying to protect this black man, so I never said nothing. I didn't want them to shoot me. I didn't want them to kill me. Okay, but when me and Kelsey and Quan were over there being questioned, you were in a stretcher. No one is going to shoot you in a stretcher. You had plenty of time to tell the cops that you were in danger. You had plenty of time. I'm not protecting somebody who just heinously shot me after a conversation that we just had. I'm not, my mind is not on protecting you. I'm bleeding from my feet. I'm thinking about protecting my own life, and I'm in danger. Why would you not say that with 2 feet bleeding from 2 bullet holes, from what you're saying? I don't understand that. And then there's this whole narrative of, you know, like, I didn't want to put this black man I didn't want to get him in trouble. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm protecting this man, and he keeps talking. And so now, you know, he keeps getting his media team to start doing certain things to make me look incredible and to smear me and to make him look good and to make it look like I'm not. Hold on. Ladies and gentlemen, have I been around in the last 3 months saying anything? Have you seen in the last 3 months one article that made me look good during this? One? Have you seen it? You haven't seen it nowhere. Because at the end of the day, my PR team is not out here playing with my jeopardy of my life and freedom. Y'all are doing this for the internet. This is my life. I'm the only person with the case. So at the end of the day, when you sit here, y'all, like, I'm not going to jeopardize my son. Even if I know, regardless of what I know, it will come to light, and the truth will come to light, and there's no issue with that. I have no issue with that. But I need y'all to understand, like, I'm a human being, bro. Like, this shit hurts, bro. Seeing my friends, people that I had on quarantine radio, be people that were just like, my real, like, at least people I thought were my friends, like, people I thought were, like, cool people, like, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, yo, everybody just shunned me. I showed everybody love at the top of the year. Everybody was on quarantine radio, hee hee ha ha ha. And the second y'all have an accusation, not even evidence, niggas just come bash me? I'm somebody who just, I don't get a say? Then I understand. Sometimes the way I move is unconventional. You know, and I came to a place where I was dealing with so much just talk and heat and just people coming at me that I made music. Because I was like, this is how I can speak through what I gotta do. This is how I can, we get so mad about artists making songs about the same thing, money, chains, and cars. So when a nigga comes out and says his true passion, puts his true heart, his emotions, the pain that he's dealing with his baby mother, his child, when a nigga goes and does that and pours his emotion into the tape, or what, he wrong? I'm wrong? I get shunned off. They took me off of every single playlist. They took me off of every playlist. They didn't want my story to come out. They didn't allow my story to come out because it came off insensitive. I don't want to speak on this. I don't ever want anybody to ever think that I've been insensitive to Breonna Taylor. I marched 9 days straight in Miami for her and George Floyd. I would never, bro, I've mourned this woman as well. And everyone said, listen, we're mourning a black woman today, and you dropped an album? How dare the disrespect? Guys, let's bring this back. That day that I dropped that album, my mom, that was her birthday, and that was also the day she died. So I was also mourning a black woman, my mother. That meant a lot to me. My name is Daystar. I'm her youngest son. That meant a lot to me. And all I was doing was giving a truthful album about what I'm going through, and I thought that people were going to be able to hear it and feel me, but they didn't do that. And I don't expect, you know, everyone to just jump into my side, because at the end of the day,
that was Tory Lanez. Welcome back. For those who never heard that, those who did hear it, you know, thanks for listening to it again. But for those who never heard that, that was his side before he got arrested. And in the meantime, he got 10 years. 10 years. And there's still reasonable doubt, which is crazy to me. Somebody else got sentenced today, and that's Casanova. Ugh. Cassie got sentenced today. I put the show up for a little more time because I wanted Cassie's story to be heard. We're going to play a couple of his songs and then we'll be back with his story. Stay tuned.
I don't know what it Motown music. It just does nothing to me.
Punch you in your face, motherfucker, I knock your teeth out. Every time I come through, nigga, I got my heat out. If you want smoke, ain't nothing we got to speak about. See you with that red flag on, with that beeper. Punch you in your face, motherfucker, I knock your teeth out. Every time I come through, nigga, I got my heat out. If you want smoke, ain't nothing we got to speak about. See you with that red flag on, with that beeper. Throw your hood up, nigga, bang. How you try to wreck the hood? You ain't even dead. Throw your hood up, nigga, bang. How you try to wreck the hood? You ain't even dead. I'm set tripping on you niggas. Y'all bleed like I bleed, I'm gorilla. The homies mad cause some Crips is my hitter. I do a show, drop a bag, they gon' get you. I'm colorblind, I can't see shit. But the smack on my dresser with a full clip. I don't crack under pressure, fuck the bullshit. When I fly, homicide, did a news clip. Report live from your hood. On the phone, I wish you would. Come around me with that fake shit. Throwing gang signs, we on state shit. Applying pressure when I'm running down. I'm a star G, checking on you fucking clear. Wrong question, is you fucking down? Wrong answer, hit 100 rounds. Punch you in your face, motherfucker, I knock your teeth out. Every time I come through, nigga, I got my heat out. If you want smoke, ain't nothing we gotta speak about. See you with that red flag on, with that beeper. Punch you in your face, motherfucker, I knock your teeth out. Every time I come through, nigga, I got my heat out. If you want smoke, ain't nothing we gotta speak about. See you with that red flag on, with that beeper. Throw your hood up, nigga, bang. I wreck the hood, you ain't even dead. Throw your hood up, nigga, bang. How you try to wreck the hood, you ain't even dead. Who brought you home, how you turn blood? Who locked you in, how you turn cuffs? Who brought you home, how you turn blood? Who locked you in, how you turn cuffs? Give it to a nigga right in broad day. On his block, fuck a warning shot. Let him all spray. Throwing shots right in front of cops with a long case. Fuck a hop. Let his body rock in his hallway. He got hit, she got hit. Did a feet flip, fly run, shot fire. Did his knee clip, snatch his flag. Now you mad, I'm a body grab. Why you lying, now you lying. In a body bag, punch you in your face, motherfucker, I knock your teeth out. Every time I come through, nigga, I got my heat out. If you want smoke, ain't nothing we gotta speak about. See you with that red flag on, with that beeper. Punch you in your face, motherfucker, I knock your teeth out. Every time I come through, nigga, I got my heat out. If you want smoke, ain't nothing we gotta speak about. See you with that red flag on, with that beeper. Throw your hood up, nigga, bang. How you try to wreck the hood? You ain't even dead. Throw your hood up, nigga, bang. How you try to wreck the hood? You ain't even dead. Who brought you home? How you turn blood? Who locked you in? How you turn cops? Who brought you home? How you turn blood? Who locked you in? How you turn cops?
Welcome back, Free Casanova. So the story.
People.
So the story that's being told is that, first of all, he just got into another fight. They said that he got his face slashed, and he says he's no longer a part of the gang. That's what he said. He's not a gang member anymore. He doesn't want any more affiliation with the gang. And it looks like for that he got jumped. They're reporting that other inmates were involved that helped him. And the security found the two of them basically laid out in a pool of blood, the both of them. What's being told. And that shit is crazy. I mean, I don't know. Gang life, that is that how it works. Once you say you're not a part anymore, you get jumped out, or I'm not sure how that works, but I'm so sorry that happened to you, bro. I'm so sorry that that happened to you. I have another influencer who had a little bit of the story. I wanted to give y'all some of that before I go. You got to listen to this. You got to hear this. But it goes into a little bit further depth on what happened to him and why these things came up and where his life was right before he went to jail, because what's really being given in the situation is that he was on wild mode and doing a lot of wild things that maybe he shouldn't have been doing, you know? But then at some point he said, okay, he wanted to get his shit together. And it seemed like karma, all of the things that he did from previous engagements, was starting to come up. They basically put out a search warrant for him. They went looking for him. And he turned himself in. They put a search warrant out for him. They went looking for him, and, you know, I feel like that's every person who's getting ready to get arrested. They spend a couple extra days with their family. He chose to spend a couple extra days with his family before he turned himself in, so that with that, they're trying to say that he's a flight risk. In the situation, I'm just going to tell you myself shit. Okay. I'll tell you myself. And so they say that he's a flight risk because he tried to run, because he didn't turn himself right in. And again, you know, so what? He didn't. But anyway, they said he's a flight risk. He didn't turn himself right in. So what he did, he went and got some background people. He got some petitioners. He got a lot of people on his side to vouch for him, saying that they would be personally responsible for him if he tried to jump ship, if he missed court, if he didn't pay restitution, that they would be personally responsible. And they didn't go for that. They didn't go for that. They didn't accept it. Yeah, so they wasn't trying to hear that, and so they kept him, and with that, he got sentenced today, and we're going to take another break since I damn near told the whole story. We're going to take another break, play his last song, because I need to go into exactly how many years that he got, but he also made another statement, too, that was part of the clip. Let me just add that, too. He had made a statement. He was on 105, I think it's 105.1, and he was on there, and he said, when you're rich and the feds is after you or whatever, you know, basically he said something to allude to the fact that when you got money, it's no staying in jail. Like, you can pay your way out of anything. And so they were starting to feel that maybe, you know, he meant that for himself. You know what I mean? That, because now all of a sudden, you know, you're trying to make all these changes. Now you don't want to be in the gang no more. And so they felt like maybe he was trying to jump ship. And was he going to keep his mouth closed? Is he going to tell about the stuff that he really did just to get less time to get out? Because he made an attempt to get out by, you know, like I said, having all these people stand for him, saying that they was going to vouch. And they didn't go for it. They didn't go for it. Didn't happen. So that's about the gist of the story. And like I said, I want to play one more song of his. Shout out to Casanova. You know, I was a fan. I don't know if I should say was. I mean, he didn't pass away. I don't know if he's going to make any more music. So I'll say I am a fan. And I wish things were different for you, bro. I wish that wasn't the situation. I'm going to play this last song. I'm going to come back and say goodbye, but I want to get the information correct on how many years he was sentenced with, and I don't have that information in front of me because I was going to let you guys hear the clip, but I see people texting me, you tell the story, we don't want to hear. Okay. And I also want to know, when I repost this, give me your thoughts. So do you think Megan lied? Do you think she lied? I mean, why is she throwing these shots out about the court and all? Like, I'm not digging that. I don't know if she did lie or not. I don't know. I don't know it personally. But only thing I'm saying, I just feel like there's a lot of people in the industry that just took a fall just out of nowhere, just out of the blue, and it just may not be the reasons that we think, and we can't just overlook that. We can't just do it. Can't just overlook that. So we're going to play this with my last joint. Again, Free Casanova, Free Tory Lanez, Free everybody that is there for a reason that they shouldn't be. And they always say, oh, people in jail say, oh, it's a funny thing. Everybody think that they're not guilty. A lot of them just may not be. We'll be right back.
Listen, guys, you gotta get them in a private spot, go for watches, rings, anything shining, and then you take off.
Like I'm in the moving business. Once you level up, you gotta maneuver different. Your boy still whip it like he in the smoothie business. Got the Jamba Juice right here in the bomber's boots. Niggas tight with me cause they baby mama loose. Hold up, you fuck boys ain't get it. She got with a real one, I fuck boys can't hit it. We out here making moves, suck boys ain't with it. When the fan pop out, you fuck boys ain't litty, huh? I had to call Cash like, bro,
what up, bro?
I heard niggas won't book me for my watch.
Niggas fly.
He said, nah, it's a Philippe for a show.
Oh.
Them niggas won't book you for a watch.
Whoa.
I guess time is money. If being broke is a joke, you never find it funny. I'm on a thousand. Shit that you on is lousy. So your shorty let me beat her like Ronda Rousey.
Boom, 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 boom.
Niggas try to catch me in the drop. Niggas try to book me for my watch. They ain't know I had to stop.
Boom, boom, boom.
Niggas try to catch me in the drop. Niggas try to book me for my watch. They ain't know I had to climb.
Boom, boom, boom.
Now everybody get shot.
Boom, boom, boom.
Fuck boy on rap.
Where you going?
Fuck boy on rap.
My watch still on me.
Fuck boy on rap.
Where you going?
They ain't know I had to get. Fuck boy on rap. Fuck boy on rap.
Where you going?
Then try book me on rap.
Get that nigga.
They ain't know I had to get.
He ain't know I had the stick on me, Sawyer.
I could give a fuck about your big homie. Yeah. Jumping out that foreign, got your bitch on me. And all white, looking like I bust a brick open. You Frank Ocean niggas singing the mint. The bouncer know how we rockin', so we bringin' them in. Nut said that juice around, got me leanin' again. If I say them niggas is ops, you'll never see me with them. I book niggas, niggas book me, that's gangster. I been cut, homie tried to book me with a razor. Trippin' in the Jeep, I'm like Sookie in the Wrangler. Tonight I ain't dancin', it's hard to boogie with the banger. Danger.
Yeah. Don't. Cass, I got you, my nigga. Niggas try boogie for my watch. Me and Boogie in the drop. Got my hoodie in the Glock. Couple years back, we was cooking cookies in the pot. I had a 30, tried 10, I was a rookie in the spot. Fast forward to now, I'm the nigga the hoes chose. Bartenders and pole hoes giving me low blows. Catch me whipping the road slow. Maybe the Porsche gold. Cuban is rose gold. Dollar farmer with four hoes. Studied the game tapes. You the king, I remain ace. I done ate dinner, shaved crack on the same place. Spark still with hit high car fill. Hit your car wheel, but I make it cartwheel to the top hill. School of hard knocks, I got knocks selling hard crills. Yeah. Never cooperated, I ain't taking enough deal. Niggas gon' try to throw dirt if they want. But ain't rhyme, that's your head, be the first of the month. What? Dumb.
You know where the next play, out in Brooklyn, shooting niggas in broad day. Running off from the plug, nigga, that's no way. Out in Brooklyn, getting brick from the whole year. Two-time coming at Brooklyn, bring that money back. Try to catch me slipping and lost, left with 100 packs. Shooters like a quarterback, money long, I ordered that. You should never thought of that, now you can't get your daughter back.
Welcome back. You already is the Duchess, a.k.a. Mrs. Misunderstood. You are in my building. Welcome to my world, and good night. We about to get out of here. And the boy got 16 years. 16 years. He's 37 right now. He got 16 joints. I did this story because I was unclear, because on some shit it says 15, and some shit it said 15 more plus. So he got 16 years. Unbelievable. Tomorrow we're doing a real talk. I'm sorry, Real Life Wednesdays. And what I'm working on, what I've been doing on Real Life Wednesdays, this is season 2, second show, Real Life Wednesdays. But what I've been doing is trying to do like a grief counseling for us listeners and friends and family, because I know I lose a lot of people in my family during the year, and you know, families, friends of friends, and you know, you lose touch with people when you lose people, you lose sorts. And I want to make sure that we're mourning the right way, and we are mourning, and we are getting through these things together, because our families that we lose would want us to keep going. So let's give them a day as well. With that being said, love, peace, and hair grease. Thank you so much for being tuned in. We're going to get on out of here. I appreciate everybody tuned in. We're going to play one more. We're going to get on out of here. One more. I got to see which one I want to play before I go. All right. It's dedicated to Cass. Keep your head up, bro. 16 years, that's a long time. Don't play, y'all.
I'm so Brooklyn. if you don't know, now you know. What you know about bouncing right back? Cop bad work, took the mountains right back.
Yeah.
Back to the wall, yeah, the mountains like that.
That.
Back against the ropes, gotta pounce and fight back.
Yeah.
When you really do it, don't announce it like that. Y'all saying it wrong, you don't even pronounce it like that. My bitch walk through like she no bounces like that. Like damn, not damn. Even basketball's bouncing like that.
Like that.
Still do it for my project.
Yeah.
Still winning, I ain't lose my project.
Nah.
Old town road for my project.
Huh?
Ride till I can't no more, little Nas X. Yeah, we the heroes to the zeros. Where I come from, they don't hear those other widows. We the ones who represent them, not Shapiro's. We they favorite gangsters, nah, not De Niro. If you play it, you ask, till we okay and relax. I'm so Brooklyn, my nigga, if I say it, it's fact. If I may it, I back. If I roll, I voice. Like every day is Christmas, I got the coldest toys. Told my boys, 10 toes, hold your poise. For the biggest comeback, work the soldier boy. Yeah, I slide out like Polaroids. Yeah, I'm outside with the older boys. Yeah, I tell you in my best hover voice. I can move in a room full of vultures, boy. Yeah, my body's different, I'm a shooter, but I snipe though. Her body's different, she just came from getting life up.
Yeah,
it is what it is, still a pipe though.
Still a pipe, though.
I said what I said, ain't no typo.
Like,
you from New York, which part are you from? I looked at her like, bitch, are you dumb?